Let's head to Australia now, where a huge dust storm has swept through the Australian city of Dubbo with a cloud thousands of metres high, causing damage to a school and local businesses. Dramatic footage, and it is dramatic, shows this wall of dust bombarding the city before moving on to the Central Ranges. Somewhat cruelly, local residents initially thought the huge cloud might have been bringing rain relief. ABC reporter Lucy Thackray is in Dubbo, where they've been getting about four dust storms a week during the unrelenting drought.
This one was just particularly dramatic. What happened was it looked like rain in the distance because it was kind of blue to start off with. And so everybody was watching thinking, are we getting rain? And it comes towards you like a wave, this big cloud, and it became red, and it comes closer and closer. And you can see it from a distance, as people might have seen in the photos which are around on social media. And then you watch it come towards you, and then the winds pick up, and then before you know it, you're in the middle of this storm. And so you're tasting dust. It's in your up your nose, it's in your ears, it's everywhere. Everything goes red. And then as it rushes over you, it blocks out the sun, and it's just pitch black. And so there's actually a difference between two photos. One was taken at 5:30 p.m. and it's red, and then 2 minutes later it's pitch black, like it's nighttime. And when it actually passes, you've got the daylight coming through again, and it's, you know, back to normal. It passes like a wave.
Yeah, because looking at the pictures, it looks like the dust is actually moving along the ground, as you say, and it looks like, I mean, how tall would you estimate that is?
Thousands of metres. So tall. Someone actually put up a photo from 30,000 feet in the air on a plane, and they could see it just below them. And it goes from the ground right up to the top. And it does move like a wave, in the sense that it comes from the west. It hits a town. It passes through. And then when it's passed, you know, it lasts about 5-10 minutes. It depends how much dust is there and how high the winds are. And then it moves on and goes to the next town. So what they're actually expecting is that's moving to the northeast now. Dubbo's right in the middle of the state of New South Wales. And so it's right in the middle of there, and it's moving to the northeast towards the coast with less power because it's been going so long and there's less wind to pick it up. But at its peak, there were winds of around 107 kilometres an hour, and so that's what was really pushing it through.
Are there any concerns about health risks and damage?
Absolutely. So these have been coming very frequently, and as people are coping with the drought, you know, these are ongoing issues. It's really difficult for asthmatics because those tiny little particles which come through, you know, they just get into your system, and so that's really difficult. And as well, a local school, one of their roofs has caved in. And so it typically, the only damage it does is leaving dust absolutely everywhere, and it gets under doorways and into houses, and people are just saying that they're cleaning their houses all the time and just this red dust is all over everything. But in the case of this storm, because it was so fierce, it has actually, you know, knocked in some buildings and done some damage.
Oh, people over there must be feeling like they can't get a break at the moment.
Absolutely. So Dubbo and the western region of New South Wales, fortunately, it has been spared by those fires, but that's only because there's been nothing to burn out here. So that's the reason why when it's been going all over the rest of the state, the one thing that, you know, was a positive to having this relentless drought which is going on through here is the fact that there was nothing to burn. So we're really the part of the state which hasn't suffered, while the rest has just been, you know, victim to this terrible fire. So I work in Dubbo, but I've been working on the coast for the last 4 months, and I thought, how wonderful, I'll get to go to the beach and have a break from this dust and have a break from, you know, these dust storms which come through and are just so exhausting. And then I went to the coast and it's smoke in the air instead. And so it's just really difficult to find anywhere in Australia at the moment where you can have clear blue skies and easy to breathe air.